Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia, a key ally of the Syrian government, said the Aleppo evacuation is complete, but the Syrian opposition leaders say there are still some tens of thousands remaining in once rebel-held neighborhoods. And they're also accusing Iranian militia and Hezbollah of executing several men in the last convoy to leave the city. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has accused the Syrian government of carrying out nothing short of a massacre in Aleppo. President Obama says he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin in September about the alleged hacking of the U.S. Democratic Party and that the hacking did not continue after that conversation. Mr. Obama made the comment during his annual year-end news conference. When asked if he believed the hacking was responsible for the election loss of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump, Mr. Obama did not answer directly. He did say the U.S. would respond in kind for Russia's hacking.
At a point in time where we've taken certain actions that we can divulge publicly, we will do so. There are times where the message will be directly received by the Russians and not publicized.
Trump has said he does not believe any Russian hacking was designed to sway the elections toward him. German prosecutors say they're investigating a case in which a 12-year-old boy allegedly tried to set off a homemade nail bomb at a Christmas market in Ludwigshafen last month and then planted another device near the city's town hall a few days later. No one was hurt in any incident. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated a controversial figure to become the country's next ambassador to Israel. Bankruptcy lawyer David Friedman, with his far-right leanings, is Trump's choice. Friedman has expressed his opposition to a key tenet of U.S. policy in the region, the two-state solution of an Israeli and Palestinian state living peacefully side by side.
The Trump administration will never pressure Israel into a two-state solution or any other solution that is against the wishes of the Israeli people.
Friedman has also compared liberal Jews in the U.S. to Jews who helped the Nazis during World War II. In a statement acknowledging his nomination, Friedman said he looked forward to doing his job, in his words, with the U.S. Embassy in Israel's eternal capital, Jerusalem. U.S. Embassy is in Tel Aviv. Meantime, Trump has met with the current head of the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, regarding the state of Georgia asking the incoming president to investigate failed cyber attacks on a computer network that have been traced to Homeland Security. The Georgia elections chief says DHS was responsible for multiple cyber attacks on its agency's network shortly before and after the November 8th presidential election. Johnson said that actually happened is a federal contractor was routinely assessing the network. U.S. Defense Department is demanding that China return an underwater drone it seized while it was collecting unclassified scientific data in the South China Sea. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb says the seizure took place in international waters.
And there are several areas around here where the Philippines will claim this and China will also claim that specific water. Some areas where Vietnam also claims territorial water. So it is a complex issue through there, but it is clear that this is an international waterway.
A civilian manned U.S. Navy oceanographic ship was recovering two of the unmanned gliders about 93 kilometers from Subic Bay in the Philippines when a Chinese Navy ship approached and took the drone. There has been no comment from Beijing about the incident. And Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said today he would set aside a ruling by an international arbitration tribunal that invalidated Beijing's claims to most of the busy South China Sea because he does not want to impose on China. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. We're going to have some fun on this edition of the program as we get the comments from the stage from four jazz greats, three of them who've already passed away, who've just released new live recordings. As record companies and individual artists and the people who work with them and deal with their estates, in the case of those who've passed away, find classic live recordings and present them to us now, it's quite a treat, is it not? And that's the treat I'm going to share with you on this edition of Jazz America. Now, each week I give you the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. In this case, I'm going to take the week off and let the artists themselves speak to you in these live recordings that have just come out from Dizzy Gillespie, Sarah Vaughan, Errol Garner, and a current live and very active guitarist, Kenny Burrell. I'll let them speak and give you an idea of their personality as they present their music live to an audience. Let's begin with something that's very live, and it'll give you a very good idea of what I have in mind, as Claude Nobs, the late great director of the legendary Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, one of the first great international jazz festivals, he takes the stage to introduce Quincy Jones, and then Quincy introduces his collaborator for their live performance at the 25th Montreux Jazz Festival back in 1991, just a mere couple of months before Miles Davis passed away. So here's one of his very last live performances, with Claude Nobs taking the stage to introduce Quincy Jones, and then it's Miles live on VOA's Jazz America.
So now I think it's time to bring the man, and I'm very, very proud to be able to call him my friend, my great friend, Mr. Quincy Jones!
Merci. Merci, Claude. Well, anything can happen up here tonight, but I'd like to bring out now a man that if he never played another note, he doesn't have to, because he has led the way on the cutting edge for the last 50 years, and it's a dream to work with him tonight for the first time. My love, my brother, and one of my favorite musicians and idols, Miles Davis. We'd like to start off first by going all the way back to the birth of the cool. This is one of Gil Evans' first arrangements on Boplicity.
One of the most interesting modern bands in jazz today, led by the multi-instrumentalist Mike Rivard, and a real musical visionary who blends everything from Moroccan trance music to rock music and traditional jazz to create the music of his band he calls Club Delf. From their new release, Live at Club Helsinki, no, not recorded in Finland, instead in Hudson, New York, just north of New York City. That's a song called Green Screen, featuring on the organ John Medeski. Now, let's turn to our first classic piece of recorded jazz, just released, but recorded in New Orleans at Rosie's Jazz Club on the 31st of May in 1978, and taking the stage to lead the band, the legendary vocalist Sarah Vaughan. I think you'll get a great idea of her wonderful personality as she speaks from the stage and then sings the classic, East of the Sun and West of the Moon.
Paul Schroeder on piano.
Walter Booker on bass. Jimmy Cobb on drums. They do want to thank you. Oh, here he comes again. Oh, God. Oh, Carl, every night you do this, it's so corny. They know who I am. They do. They're here. They didn't come to see you. That's why I told them who you are. Sit down, Abraham, please.
But you will.
He does, doesn't he? Sit down. I will tell him. Sit down. Oh, and by the way, I want to thank you. Nobody gets that joke. That's a little. It's Abraham Lincoln, and I thanked him. Got it? You freed us, fool. Okay. I'll tell them. Just in case you don't know who I am, my name is Carmen McRae. East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear. Near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We live in a heavenly way, dear. Living on love and pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die. We'll keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of love to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and East of the sun and west of the moon. Walter. Walter. Yes, indeed.
Sarah Vaughan showing respect to her three great players joining with her and giving us a little bit of a history lesson with her reference to the great president, Abraham Lincoln. Sarah Vaughan from Live at Rosie's. And now, let's enjoy the music of a gentleman who passed away far too young, at the age of 48. Joe Farrell, the great master of the saxophones, known as a great flutist, who played with everyone you could imagine from the jazz world and the pop world before passing away at 48 on the 10th of January in 1986. Here's a cut from his album Moon Germs, one of his classic solo records, entitled Bass Folk Song. Joe Farrell on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Late Joe Farrell with his classic song, Bass Folk Song, from his album Moon Germs from 1972, and an all-star cast joining him, Herbie Hancock, Stanley Clark on the bass, and Jack DeJohnette on the drums. We've got more of our discoveries of new releases that have just come out, featuring artists who'll take the stage and give us their story themselves. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received, very short but sweet, and it reads as follows. Hi, my name is Danielle Hollywood star Shazabani. I'm from South Africa, and I'd like to request any song by Sade. Thank you. Well, Danielle, anyone with the middle name of Hollywood star, I have to respond to their message. And some of you may be saying, Sade, she's not a jazz artist. Au contraire, mon frère, of all the music that this great English singer has made over the years, she's done it with a fantastic jazzy band behind her. Case in point, this rare, specially extended jazz version of her hit song, Smooth Operator, I think will thrill you. Check it out, and it's just for you, Danielle, listening in South Africa to VOA's Jazz America.
Another heart.
little taste of the sound of New Orleans, Louisiana, the birthplace of jazz from one of the sons of the Crescent City and NEA Jazzmaster as part of his family. It's Delfeo Marsalis leading the Uptown Jazz Orchestra from the album Make America Great Again with Put Your Right Foot Forward. This is Russ Davis. It's always fun to hear the sound of New Orleans, isn't it? It's always fun to get an insight into the personality of an artist, especially one as famous as the legendary Dizzy Gillespie. A new recording has just come out, recorded in Montreal in November of 1980, featuring Dizzy Gillespie and some of his very famous friends, in what has just come out, a tribute to Charlie Parker called Concert of the Century. Let's enjoy not only the music in the song If I Should Lose You, but also the words of Dizzy Gillespie as he takes the stage to introduce one of his friends and fellow legends who will be featured on The Vibes on this song.
We're going to turn the spotlight now on truly one of the most amazing of musicians, a young man who has withstood the vicissitudes of the contingent world and has moved within the realm of the metaphysical. Mr. Milt Jackson. Thank you.
Dizzy Gillespie and talented friends from the album Concert of the Century, recorded in Montreal, Quebec, in Canada. Now, here's another song that is a live recording that's just come out from a 2015 performance in Rochester, New York, the hometown of the esteemed drummer Steve Gadd and his band from the album Way Back Home. This is his hometown, so he was coming home to play for his hometown crowd. I'll let Steve Gadd introduce the song to you on Jazz America from VOA1.
We got one more for you. It's a Jan Hammer composition called Oh Yeah. Thank you.
the new Steve Gadd release just nominated for a Grammy Award. More on that next week. This week, more jazz legends with brand new live releases on the way.